the BJ Murphy Radio Show.
I've been waiting in anticipation to talk to you because this is this is a wonderful, wonderful initiative. I mean, when I saw the young ladies talk about what they wanted to be, I started welling up. And
it does.
Yeah. Yo, we're talking with Malika Berry Rogers. She's the Southern Black Girls Executive Director. And what we're talking about is the Black Girls Joy Challenge. And I'm telling you, this is overdue. I'm so happy that you are doing this. Tell us about this initiative, how you came up with this, how you got involved, how Megan Thee Stallion is down with the cause. It's just wonderful to hear all this information.
This is our fourth or fifth cycle of Black Girl Joy Challenge. We started doing these in 2020. And our initial plan was to make sure that, you know, if you've been around a girl, you know, she and her girlfriends are her entire world. And during the pandemic, when we needed to isolate for our public health, we thought we absolutely need to find a way so that girls can be together without physically being together. So initially, our Black Girl Joy Challenge was to really establish and reestablish those social connections for girls.
Right.
What we learned almost immediately is that was so much more was coming out of these experiences. Girls and their parents and their caregivers were telling us that girls were reigniting dreams that they had spoken about but didn't really believe in themselves. Girls who were leaders actually stepped up and took on additional leadership skills. Girls who didn't know they were leaders were finding out that they were leaders. Girls were finding their voice.
Wow.
And then when we looked at the data, we also found that the things that girls were asking for were falling into many categories. But if I had to group them for today's conversation, they were falling into, how do I care for my community? How do I care for myself? How do I care for my family? How do I care for, fill the gaps in social policy and public policy that exist in my life? And I thought, that is a lot for girls to be doing. Joy is doing a lot of work in this scenario. So we always had girls who were clear about what made them happy. And a small award of $550 not only addresses that girl's happiness, but she's also been able to spread that joy throughout her family or community. And that is addictive. We want to do that over and over again.
Malika, I saw the joy in their faces and the excitement. You know, you don't see people happy like that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? To see that kind of joy and excitement means that there's something reigniting their passion as young girls to believe that they can be whatever they want to be when society has beat down the Black woman so bad. Because the Black Girl Challenge is that you create projects, like you said, that bring joy to the community. So talk about that.
Absolutely. We ask our girls to come up with an idea that brings them joy. And then we challenge them to figure out how they would share that joy with others in their community, their family, friends, or community, 10 others in their community. And if their award is, if their idea is chosen by a peer group, another group of young Black girls from our 13 state region, who are, we call our youth ambassadors that read and review the applications. If their challenge is awarded, they will then get $550 to put that challenge into action. And the way we ask for evidence of that action is to tag us on social media, to share your pictures with us. And so for a couple of weeks after those challenges close, our social media pages are full of the things that touched your heart. Beautiful girls smiling, having fun, and changing their communities. That's what happens with the Black Girl Joy Challenge. And this one coming up, we are asking Black girls to do the same thing. Give us an idea about how you spread joy and maintain your mental health. How can you share that idea with other Black girls in your community? And then write that idea down. Tell us what you would do with that $550. And again, a group of young women just like you will read and select your application ideally, and then hopefully we will have another round, another 100 girls, 100 girls who receive a Black Girl Joy Challenge.
And right now you can go to southernblackgirls.org. That is southernblackgirls.org. So you're trying to raise money to make all these things happen. So you're looking for long-term investment partners. Talk about that and the type of money you're trying to raise.
We are trying to raise, we have a 10-year vision for our work. What we recognize, what we know, what we intrinsically know, what you intrinsically know, is that it's going to take millions of dollars to do the work to make sure that our girls are okay, because we have disinvested in our girls. When we started this work in 2018, we learned that the philanthropic, there had been a couple of studies that have been since confirmed by the Ms. Foundation, but the philanthropic community had underinvested in Black girls and women. There was about $5 billion allocated to the South and to women's organizations in the South. Black girls and women received less than 1% of that funding.
Oh, no.
No, that's old data. It's not much better in 2023. The Ms. Foundation updated that data. And so we know we are looking at a $100 million investment. That big old number scares people. So let's talk about the real number that you can do today from wherever you are. $5 a month. Do us $5 a month. That's $60 a year. What we can do with that is actually we can fund Black Girl Joy Challenges throughout the South. If you want to get together and do one $500 award, you will give at least one girl and 10 of her friends the idea that they could spread joy and become leaders in their community. If you could do more, you will, your growth, that gift will grow and grow and grow. What we're asking for is to, we know that we're good ground. You can see the change when we invest in us. So we're asking for people to invest small and large donations to make sure that we don't forget Black girls as they have been forgotten in the past.
So talk about Megan Thee Stallion and her involvement in this project.
One of our visionary founder, her name is Latasha Brown. She is also the founder of an organization called Black Voters Matter. Latasha was chosen as a Glamour Woman of the Year. And at the same time, Meg Thee Stallion was as well. The two of them hit it off immediately as Southern Black girls doing big things in the world and Southern Black girls changing the world. And they shared affinity in our work. And at the time, Megan was really, really committed to, and is still committed to, mental health and Black girls' mental health. She has gone on to do so much more in the ideas around how we protect Black women and what does it mean to protect a Black woman, to carve out space for her own mental health, and then to maintain her mental health, and to teach girls and women and young women and adult women as well, how they can carve out time to care for themselves so that you can be the best woman that you are when you step forward. She's been leading by example, and she's decided through her wonderful Pete and Thomas Foundation, she's decided to fund these 100 Black Girl Joy Challenges focused on mental health and physical wellness, because she understands how important it is and understands had she had this lesson when she was a young woman, it would have changed the trajectory of her life. And it's already fairly amazing. What if we could start without girls having to need additional support, but always starting from a position of joy? So she and Latasha joined together to create an initiative between Pete and Thomas Foundation and the Southern Black Girls and Women's Consortium so that we could do this year's Black Girl Joy Mental Health Challenge.
Wow. This is so important. Y'all need to go to the website, southernblackgirls.org. That's southernblackgirls.org. And they can find out all the information, how they can get involved with the challenge at that website, right, Malika?
Absolutely. You can find out not only at our website, that's where you can review the challenge and kind of confirm all the things that we've just talked about today, but you can also apply. But if you aren't a kind of a website girl, you don't pay attention to those, let's go to, you can go at the Pete and Thomas Foundation. They have the same information, and you can visit us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And so visit us there as well. And all of the same information will be there.
So Malika Berry Rogers is with us, y'all. She's the executive director of the Southern Black Girls Women's Consortium. Is there some curriculum that talks about the immeasurable value of Black women and what they mean? Because I think how we treat Black women is a public health crisis.
What you just shared is becoming abundantly clear to lots of people. So there are lots of researchers now who are actually doing the work around understanding the value that Black women bring to the political sector, the cultural sector, the social sector. there's lots of scholarship been written already around how Black women social clubs in the early 1900s actually is the basis for a lot of this political organizing that we're seeing now.
Absolutely.
So people are understanding the value that Black women have placed, have instilled, have planted in this country without much recognition. They've just been doing the good work. I would say that as we grow and as all our partners grow, we are also doing the work to capture what it means to live joy-filled lives.
Yes.
At Southern Black Girls, we do not only this Black Girl Joy Challenge, but we also fund Black women-led organizations that serve, intentionally serve Black girls and women across these 13 states. We have funded more than 180 Black women-led organizations that serve conservatively more than 200,000 girls.
Wow.
And what we're learning is that mentorship is important.
Yes.
Leadership development is important. Mental health and wellness are important. And giving girls an opportunity to hold their own economic prosperity in their hands, that's important. So we learn from our grantee partners. They allow us to sit in space with them, and we learn from them about how to do this work to build strong Black girls and women as we move forward, but to create conditions for Black girls and women to shine and to thrive. So we're doing the work, and we're learning with our grantee partners.
SouthernBlackGirls.org, SouthernBlackGirls.org. And here's a number, 334-694-8546, extension 102. And you can go to Southern Black Girls on Facebook, Instagram. They're all over social media.
And on Twitter, we're at Black Girls Dream. We're just a little bit different on Twitter. But if you reach us on Facebook and Instagram, we're Southern Black Girls.
Malika, when before I interviewed you, I had vowed to myself, I want to use my radio show, my platform, to help promote what you guys are doing. This is important to me. And I would just like to help you get the message out there, because elevating our Black women is the most important thing that we can do in the Black community, because when the Black woman is elevated, then we all come up.
I'm so thankful that you are on the team. Like we often say to men, if you're a girl dad, if you're an uncle, if you are a brother, come and join us. This isn't just a woman's conversation. This is a family conversation. This is a broad family conversation. So we're so glad that you are here to kind of share with everyone. This is an important conversation, not just because we're not trying to separate Southern Black girls. We're trying to put Black girls at the center so that all of us are strong. If we take care of Black girls who have been missed, all of us become stronger.
SouthernBlackGirls.org. SouthernBlackGirls.org. Thank you so much, Malika Berry Rogers, the executive director of the Southern Black Girls and Women's Consortium. God bless you. God keep you. God
Thank
keep
you.
Elevating you to do amazing things on behalf of these wonderful, wonderful young girls and women. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, BJ. And you have our prayers as well. Thank you so much.